Hello and welcome to Empower Others Radio Show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empowered to Empower Others.
Good evening, everyone. This is your girl, Valerie Burrell, your empowerment igniter, your purpose pusher, here with a word for you on this evening. I say Happy New Year to those that I've not seen, that I've not engaged with thus far. Happy New Year to you. This is a year with great potential. This is the year for you to engage according to purpose. It is our time. But I want to share with you this quick word. Some of you are concerned because the things that you desire from God have manifested. Some of the things that He's spoken concerning your life, you've not seen. I want to encourage you today to know it's not a problem, it's the process. Did you hear me? It's not a problem, it's the process. Now that's something for you to think of already. You're like, oh my, wait a minute. Is she talking to me? Already she is getting on me because I have struggled. I have complained. I have murmured. I have felt some kind of way. Even though I got through the year 2020 and I am grateful, I am thankful, I still question, God, when is it going to happen for me? When am I going to see the manifestation of those things that you've spoken? God, I feel like I've been in alignment according to your will for my life, but things are just not falling in place. Again, I say to you, my brother and my sister, it's not a problem. It's just a part of the process. So what does it mean to be patient? What does it mean to be patient? We're going to talk about that. If you look up the word patient and you look up the definition, patient means able to accept or tolerate delays, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. Able to accept or tolerate delays, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. Ouch, right? Because I don't know about you. We were playing a game earlier today. My son and his wife and children were here, and we were playing Family Feud, right? And one of the questions was posed, like, What is it that bothers you? Like if something is going slower than it needs to go or slower than you want it to go, what are those things that bothers you? So instantly, for me, the answer was traffic. Like if I'm trying to get somewhere and I get caught in a traffic jam, I get a little bothered, right? But then I have to stop and think, Valerie, maybe this is God. Maybe this is slowing you down because you don't know what's ahead. You don't know what you're walking into. Maybe something has happened. Maybe just consider this is not even about you. So calm down. Just be patient. Just be patient. I struggle with that when it comes to traffic. I'll be honest. I struggle with being patient with some other things in my life as well because sometimes I want what I want when I want it. I know I'm the only one, right? I'm not the only one. Come on. When it happens, we feel some kind of way. But the Spirit of God said to encourage you this evening, to encourage you that if you've been waiting on something from God, continue waiting because what you're going through right now is called process. Process. That if you're diligent to go through the process, you will get to your place of purpose and you'll be able to operate it in it with ease. See, sometimes we're being impatient about getting what God wants for our lives. And the truth of the matter is, we're not even really ready for it. I said it. I was talking about me. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about me. Sometimes we're in a hurry to get to that place, get to that thing, but we are not always equipped for it. So we must be patient. Be willing to go through what it takes so that I am sure when I get to a place with God that I won't make God look bad and I won't make myself look bad either, huh? We got to be patient. Come on now. Yeah, somebody is feeling me tonight. Somebody is understanding what it means to be patient. And sometimes we say, God, why does it seem so hard to wait on your promises? Why is it that we have struggle waiting on God and his promises when we know that God is not a man that he would not lie? He's going to tell us the truth in his word comes to pass. It never fails. His word never fails. What we sometimes feel is impossible, we know that all things are possible with God. That God is faithful to perform his word to us, to those who understand who he is, who we are to him, and what we've been called to do. He's faithful and he's just to perform his word. So when you're having these thoughts, when you're frustrated, when you're anxious, when you're like, God, where is it? God, I want it now. Maybe quiet your spirit and say, okay, God, is there a lesson that I'm supposed to learn? Is there something that you're waiting for from me? Is there something that I should be waiting specifically for me? God, am I in alignment to receive what it is that I'm asking to happen right now? God, am I in that right place? Am I ready for what I want? We're not always ready. Sometimes the only way we really find out the truth about what God desires for our lives is after we've gone through a process. If you're baking a cake, when you put all the ingredients in a bowl and begin to stir them, do they look like the cake that you plan to eat? No, they look like ingredients. But when they go through the process, and they go through the fire, they get a little heat on them, right? And then the ingredients begin to work and do what they've been designed to do. Then when it's done, you see the outcome. You see the cake that you were waiting for. You see the cake where you put the ingredients in with expectation. God has done that very same thing with us. He's put gifts in us. He's placed anointings on our lives. He's given us ability. Some more than others. He's given us a capacity to withstand what he's poured into us. He's given us vision. Many of us still need aid when it comes to clarity for our vision. He's given us the gift, the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, that aids us and guides us in all truth. And with all of those things being within us and a part of us, we have to know that we've got to go through some things in order to get to that manifested place. He has a hope, a plan, and a future for our lives. And many times we say, well, I'm waiting on God to do it for me. I'm waiting for God to show me. I'm waiting for God to give me. God is saying, baby, I've given you everything you need to make it happen. Make it happen. But stop murmuring and stop complaining. Yeah, stop murmuring and stop complaining and stop comparing. Be okay with your authentic self. Be okay with what it is that God has placed in you. Be okay with purpose that He's given you. Scriptures, a few scriptures that I love when it talks about patience. Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Often when we find ourselves in trying times, in times of tribulation, we start feeling some kind of way. That's when we make the most noise, when in fact that's when we should be most in tune to hearing what it is the Spirit of God has to say to us. That's when we should be humbling ourselves and praying. Philippians 4 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Don't be anxious. Be patient. Make your petition known to God, trusting that He heard you. The word lets us know that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. If you're diligent in your relationship with Him, if you're fervent in prayer, if you are operating as the righteousness of God, He heard your prayer. Stand firm that He heard you, that He's going to do just what He said. But you can't be anxious. Be patient. Baby, it's not a problem. It's a part of the process. Another one that I love, Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. Don't give up because it's not happening now. Don't get weary. Don't complain because it hasn't happened for you now. Be patient. Be patient. And be an expectation of your due season. Be patient and wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's not Valerie talking to you. That's Word of God saying to you, be patient. This is not a problem. This is not going to take you out. This is a part of God's process for fine-tuning you for the purpose that He's placed in your life. Yes, there's a mandate and a call for each one of you who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to you right now. And He says, I don't want you to give up. Yes, this is the beginning of a new year. And many of us came this year with baggage from the old. We came in with our minds messed up. We came in with no vision. We came in trying to figure out what did I do or what just happened. He said, forget those things which are behind you and begin to focus on what's in front of you and begin to press into purpose according to His plan and be patient. Patient. Because we know, brothers and sisters, there is nothing too hard for God. Nothing too hard for Him. And we know that God will not put anything more on us than we can bear. Because He knows us. Because we're created in His image. He is our strength. He is our joy. He gives us peace. He's all those things, so He knows that there's nothing too hard that you can't withstand when you're trusting and believing on Him, believing in His word, to know that He will aid you in withstanding whatever comes. My brothers and sisters, It's not a problem. What you're experiencing is a part of the process. And you've got to know that you fulfilling your purpose on the earth is not about you. It's about your obedience to God's plan. So if he said it, certainly he's going to do it. That's important to him. He said that he wants us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. He wants nothing but the best for us. And so in order for us to get that best that he has, we've got to be patient sometimes and go through the process. God wants to know that we have the character that's needed to move forward. God wants to know that we're going to operate in wisdom. The word says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. Let him ask. If there's some things that you desire to know and you don't have all the answers, ask him. He'll provide it for you. He'll give you the wisdom that you need and allow you to develop according to his purpose. And while we're going through whatever it is we're going through, we've got to have faith. The word of God declares that we have faith, even the size of a grain of a mustard seed. We can speak to a mountain and that mountain will move. We've got to have faith in God. Faith is a hope, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Even though you can't see it right now, you've got to have faith in God. You've got to trust him and take him at his word that he's going to do it. And be patient. Baby, this is a process. It's a process. Come on. Just tap yourself and say, let me get myself together. I'm going through a process. Let me go ahead and be patient. I'm going through a process. Go ahead and remind yourself, this is process. It's not a problem. It's process. Yeah, I'd have to tell myself that several times as well, because there are times that as much as I am aligned with God's plan for my life, I still have to trust him. I still have to trust him. I still have to trust him. I have to trust him. And someone might say, well, Valerie, based on what we see, yeah, that's based on what you see. But my relationship with the Father, I have moments when I say, God, really? God, really? Is this really what you want? Is this really what I have to do? God, and he's like, Valerie, trust me. Trust me. And so I do. I trust him. He even spoke to us today. Oh, my. With such a profound word. When I shared with the Facebook family about, you know, what did the Spirit of God say to you today? I can tell you all that to me, he said, if I didn't say it, then I don't want you to do it. I only want you to do what I've instructed. I want you to take yourself out of play and allow me to fully direct path. I'm going to tell you that in that moment, I needed patience. In that moment, I was feeling problematic. But I was reminded that, again, this is a process. God is preparing me the same way that he's preparing you for something great, something greater. Yes, he's preparing us according to his plan for our lives. So we must remain patient. We must remain diligent. We've got to continue to seek him in all things, to see what the end's going to be. Yes, yeah, some of you are going through some challenges today. And for those who listen to this later, this is going to hit you as well. There's still some things that you're questioning about your future. Still things you're questioning about your purpose. Still not clear what it is that God wants from you or what God wants for you. And you've been impatient. You've been murmuring. You've been complaining. For some of you, you've even backed up because you were afraid to misstep. But today I want to encourage you. God is not through with any of us yet. We are still all a work in progress, and we are all going through the process of becoming. So this evening, remember, what you're facing right now, how you're feeling right now, don't see it as a problem, but recognize it as a part of your process of becoming according to God's plan for your life. It's part of the process. And don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Another thing I don't want you to do is don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. Because for somebody that's stagnant right now, for someone that's sitting still, you're making excuses. You're blaming it on other people. You're saying, well, if they hadn't have done this or if this wouldn't have happened, yeah, I know there are a lot of things that we experienced in 2020 that we can say if it hadn't been for COVID, then this wouldn't have happened or that wouldn't have happened. But I believe with everything that's in me that God is still in control, that I have to make the best of whatever situation is presented. I believe within my spirit that even our experience with COVID-19 was a part of the process, a part of the process. And so as we are being patient, what are you praying for? Yeah, because sometimes we pray for patience. God, help me to be more patient. Do you know that the only way you're going to see whether you're patient or not is to face tribulation? You got to go through some stuff to see if that prayer was answered. Sometimes you're going to go through, and he's going to show you just how patient you really are. So be mindful, even in your conversation with God, what you're seeking from him, when you're ready for him to manifest what you want, what you desire according to his plan, make sure that you're articulating clearly the desire that you have, so that God will honor your prayer and you don't have to go through much stuff. And know that you're equipped. Just know you're equipped. Whatever it is that God has called you to, know that you're equipped. Know that you can do it. After you've gone through the process, though. After you've gone through the process. Remember the analogy I gave you about the cake. When I look at that flour and that sugar and that butter and those eggs and those that vanilla seed, lemon seasoning, or whatever else I've got to put in there, the butter, all of that. When I put all of that in a bowl, it looks like, ew. But when it gets mixed all up together and it gets put in a pan and it gets put in the fire, the heat, and it stays there for a while, that process, when it comes out, the aroma of that cake makes you want to cut into it right away, but you still got to go through another process. You got to go through the cooling down. And then if you're going to ice in it, you got to wait so you can ice in it. And then you can cut into it and enjoy it. See, with what God wants for our lives, some of us are in the mixing bowl. Some of us are in the pan about to go in the oven. Some of us are in the oven right now. Some of us, we just got taken out, waiting to cool down, to begin to be used according to God's purpose. Some of us are in the process of getting our icing. Woohoo! Some of us are almost ready to be served. Served to the world. Being the greatest among men as a servant to others. Doing what it is that God has called us to do, that he has placed us in the earth to do, being led by his spirit, only doing those things ordained by him. My brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you on this evening. Whatever it is that you're facing, don't get weary in well-doing. Don't murmur and complain. Be patient and wait on the Lord. What you're going through right now, It's not a problem, but a process. I pray that this has been an encouragement to you as much as it has been for me. I pray that as you continue to go through this evening and the days to come, that you'll do something every day to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, you're going to take the responsibility to empower someone else. I say love and blessings to each of you. Until next time.
Thank you so much for joining us today for Empower to Empower Others. We certainly hope that that message encouraged, motivated, and empowered you to live your best life. We look forward to you joining us again for our next episode of Empower to Empower Others. Love and blessings to each of you.